You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Have y'all been to a, is this an invasive question? I have been to the doctor twice now. Since March.
For COVID tests?
No, for what you could say is anxiety-induced body pain and,
yeah.
And insanity. But like really, like I thought I had all sorts of stuff. I thought I had like some sort of oral cancer. I do have a hernia. And now I'm thinking of making another appointment because I have like lower back, in my mind, kidney pain, but I don't know what it is. But I was really scared to go to the doctor. But if all, once I was there, I was like, oh, this is safer than
ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All they're doing is like taking your temperature and keeping you separate from everyone. And they've already got all the sanitizer and the masks.
It's funny that right. It's like, why weren't you guys doing this before? You're a disease hub. But now they're very cautious. I used to go to the hospital. Flu is everywhere and they don't give a shit.
No, they're like, come to the doctor, y'all. We're keeping it clean now. Like, I feel like the doctor is the only place where nothing should have really changed because they were pulling up sick. Like, everybody right. was pulling up already sick, like, probably for sure. That's funny.
Yeah, it's like that campaign of, like, McDonald's, like, now we use real white meat in our chicken.
What were you like, using?
Yeah, come to the doctor. We're safe now.
Why is that a brag? Yeah, why is that? Why are they bragging? We clean our waiting rooms now.
Like you probably have the worst ones. No, I've been going to the doctor too. I noticed like a rash and something new. Has my body always had stuff happening with it and I was just too busy and now I'm like staring at my hands every day. So yeah, I've gone to the doctor too. I went last week, last Friday, I went too.
Good, positive experience?
Yeah, really positive. I went to a gyno for, you know, lady stuff. I was like, let me get my lady bitch checked out because I was convinced I had cancer as well. And they were like, no, you know. I was like, okay, y'all sure? Feel again. Do the sonogram.
They can tell just from touching that it's not cancer.
Wow. Well, they did a sonogram. They did a pap smear. And like my doctor called me and was like, it's all negative. I was like, really? Okay. You sure? Like, why do I want something
like
to be wrong?
You're a little disappointed, Lacey. You're like, it's not cancer?
I definitely had the feeling when I was like in the midst of like real health anxiety that there was part of me that was like, when this all turns out to be true, I'm gonna rub it in everyone's face that was like, you don't have a tumor. I'd be like, you know what, I did, and I knew better than you, my therapist.
So you're right. Disappointed that you don't have a tumor.
But I also feel like I get into my head flippantly talking about it. For anyone listening that has gone through these health problems, I'm sure it's awful, and it's what I'm scared of happening, and I also don't want to throw it away.
Celebrate when you found your tumor.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I've been since February, I've never in my life had this. Since February, I've had a little lung congestion every day.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
So every morning I wake up, just like like three coughs every morning. So I'm like, and then it's gone for the rest of the day. So every morning I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
Laura, you did not tell me that when you were like, drink from this glass of mine. Like, you really insisted that I drink from this glass.
I haven't been telling anyone because it's been going on for 5 months or 6 months. So I'm like, it can't be COVID for 6 months, a little bit of COVID for 6 months, right?
And right. I don't know. We don't know. This is unprecedented. You could have had a little bit of COVID this whole time. Just a taste.
So the tiniest bit of COVID right at the bottom of my lung.
If there's anything Lacey has learned from Burger King commercials, this is an unprecedented time that we're in.
Oh, and that's why you should be buying a car online. Like, what are you doing? Carvana has been running commercials this entire pandemic, and I just want to know who's buying a car online when they have no job. Like, I just want to know.
Right. It seems like
show me one person.
Too big of a thing to buy online anyway. Like it shows up and you're like, oh, it doesn't fit. Or something. You know what I mean? Like it's a shirt.
So
like
I don't want this car. 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
You bought an online car?
Oh, that's amazing.
She actually did. She did buy a car online. So now we know who's buying cars online.
Literally.
How did,
it,
Tell us about that.
Literally bought a car online 2 weeks ago. But in fairness to me, I rented the car for 4 days, drove it around, made sure I liked it, then bought it online.
Oh, so that wasn't a full online buy, right?
No, no, no.
Well, no, I think actually think buying cars online is really cool.
I've always been for it.
I love it. I'm like, you're definitely smart if you do it. wait, Laura, do they have like a virtual tour online where they'd be like, get in the, click here to get in car, click here to look at features?
It's like, the way it is like, it's $100. You're buying the car for $100.
You didn't buy a good car.
I'm not explaining it right. I basically got I got the cheap Tesla, the Model 3, right?
The cheap Tesla. Cool.
Significantly, it's like the cost of a Prius. Significantly cheaper than like Tesla when you think of Tesla. But it's $100 down online. And then when you get the car, you have a week or 7 days to return it. A week or 1,000 miles. To return it.
What?
Yeah.
I should have bought my car online.
I know. So that's why I was like, if I want to return it, I'm out $100, you know, but the point is they had one in stock that I wanted. And if I didn't buy it right then, I could have had to wait 8 weeks for them to build the one I wanted. So I just fucking snatched it up online. It was kind of wild.
That's awesome. Did you use Carvana? Is that what you use?
It was Tesla. Yeah. Tesla's website. Tesla's. Yeah. Oh, they kind of make you do that. Tesla's, they're all like computer, hip, modern.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I kept it. I had it for 7 days and I kept it. So it's a good system they have.
I've had it with online shopping where it's like your cart has, they're like, there's one more of this left in stock. And I immediately buy it for that reason.
Of course.
It is like such a good sales tactic that they do not have to prove to you at all.
Right.
It's probably every item. They just click that little button. Three one left.
Our friend did that thing where he rented a Tesla from a person. Ali.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, okay. So you were like, you used someone else's car for a week.
Yeah. Cause it was a little scary because I hadn't had an electric car before. I've always, but in the past like 10 years, I've had different versions of a Prius. So I, was scared to try this whole new thing. So I wanted to drive it around and see what it was like. And once you drive it, you're like, it's crazy different. It's like, I don't know. It's so different than driving.
I heard that sound that it makes is what they just put in the car. Like that quiet sound.
They
like,
added the sound because it was too quiet. And people were getting hit, I think.
It is weird to roll around like silently when you're used to a car making noise. It feels
it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
I love that there's, I remember hearing a story about it. There's people who like, someone had to sound design that sound. Like, what a cool job to decide, like, to be like, is it more of like a...
Was it a Foley like artist?
It was Reggie Watts.
I want to do that. I want to be like...
Faster.
The brakes too.
Right. Like... Like it's just, I want that voiceover job.
Very obviously, Lacey Mosley.
It's no real car sounds. It's all like cartoony, right. Spoken car sounds.
Whoosh, bang, vroom vroom.
I should say that we haven't introduced our guests yet. If you've listened to that conversation and you've been so curious and haven't read the description of the podcast, welcome to You're the Man Now, Dog. I'm Dan Lippert.
I'm Ryan Rosenberg.
That's Ryan Rosenberg. Yeah. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Dan.
And our guest today that you've been hearing, if you want to match voice to person, we have the new owner of a very cool way of buying a car, Laura Chin.
Do I speak to match the voice?
Yeah, well, they know a bit based on what you were saying before, but now speak now, okay, too.
Okay, I see.
Forever hold your peace. Now, does your Tesla, when our friend Ali got one, rented that one, it has an app where you can make fart noises happen by each seat? Have you been doing that?
Yeah, there's a whoopee cushion app.
Yeah.
I did it to my husband and he was like, why are you doing this to me? so then I was like, it's worn out. It's fun.
Right.
But yeah, they do have that. They have a fire. You can light a fire.
Oh, yeah.
screen turns into a fireplace and kind of romantic music plays. And I wonder if anyone's ever done that, not ironically, on a date. And I
want to be
for that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Based on your husband's reaction to the farting, you should not try that with him. Why are you doing this?
I'm also concerned that that's like, you get in the car and the fire's burning and the music's playing. It's like, are we not going on a date? Yeah. Is the car the date now?
So, oh my God.
That's a great ad campaign.
Hey, I still want like an actual date, just so you know.
The car.
No. You with a Tesla, baby.
And that voice is Lacey Mosley. Hi, Lacey.
Yes, I was hoping to just never get my voice matched to my name so I could really live in autonomy.
And then you could deny saying any of the stuff that you say.
Yeah, plausible deniability.
Which you constantly need.
You say fucked up shit, Lacey. You hurt a lot of people.
I do. I truly do need it. I'm constantly worried about being sued. So you gotta stay shifty. You don't want to have to worry about that.
You got into it with someone that you talked about on your podcast, right? Is this a thing you still talk about on Scam Goddess?
Yes. I got into it with a person on my podcast who started tweeting at me and news articles were written about me. It was a whole mess. I'm really worried that it might happen again because the person that I just did an episode on is currently trending on Twitter.
Who's the person before? The girl? That girl?
It was, yeah, that Caroline Calloway girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now it's Sean King. But he doesn't know about me yet. So I'm hoping, like, people are sharing the episode a lot. But I'm like, don't tag, like, anything. Right. Like, just, like, share it and don't tag him.
Ultimately, you win when he finds out and is like, how dare you, Lacey? Like, doesn't that ultimately just give you so much
publicity? No, he likes to sue people. He liked to get litigious. And so I've been telling everybody to donate to my Abogado fund. That's gonna be for my lawyer because I'm gonna have to just drive down Sunset and look for Abogado, and then I'm gonna call them. And that's what I'm gonna show up with at court.
I'll represent you if you trust me.
I mean, you could get a law degree real quick. I mean, we are in a pandemic.
Do you have to have a degree? That's an official thing. I don't think
it is. It is. Yes. I mean, right now you probably could get away with like not having any paperwork. I've thought about just being my own Annalise Keating, like limping into the courtroom and just saying my client a lot.
Who is that? I don't know who Annalise Keating is.
That's from How to Get Away with Murder, Child.
Oh my God.
Davis.
I'm sorry, everybody.
A strong black queen. Oh, yeah. You got to watch that show. It's great. That really normalized older actresses having sex on television for me because Viola Davis feels like my auntie. And there's definitely a scene where she get her box eight in the law office. And I'm like, oh, my God.
On ABC.
On ABC.
Yeah, that's wild for ABC.
God, you could never do that on a comedy, I don't think. You would never get away with that on a comedy. But
really?
I don't think ever in a million years. I don't think anyone could ever get their box eight in a comedy, not on TV. Not on a network comedy, no.
Right. There is like a thing, like if you're joking, stop it. You're being nasty.
You're
but
being
if it's
disgusting.
Serious, oh yes, respect.
But if you're coming in real time and you're Viola Dale, right. You're squirting into a young man's mouth.
Hey,
is that what happens?
I get it.
I want to
yeah, on not, ABC.
She's not like really far off, like honestly. And
I
it's not even
that I'm squirting on ABC. That's what I want.
Is that how squirting works? Is it you say it the same way you would if you were coming?
You actually can't squirt unless you say it.
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to say it.
Okay.
I don't want to get in trouble, but I really just I look at it sometimes online and I'm like, it just looks like pee to me. Like I've tried and I'm just like maybe it's just not for me.
Is this what you're most worried about getting sued
you
for?
You tried to squirt. What?
I've tried, but then I was like, it's gonna be pee. I was like, it's gonna be pee.
You're trying to push liquid out of your body, and it is definitely like pee.
Yeah, that's pee. Feels familiar.
100%. If you're trying, it's pee.
Yeah.
No, that's a commercial for squirting.
Yeah. kind of a smug commercial.
Yeah.
It's, hey, it's if you're trying, that's
yeah,
pee.
It's pee.
You can't do it.
Just stop.
The commercial is just telling you you're not doing it right. It doesn't explain yeah, how.
Hey, I know you think you're squirting. You're not. That's the commercial.
It's just pee. And like, honestly, it's embarrassing. Like, we don't sell anything. There's no product. It's just someone being condescending.
You're doing it wrong. You're pushing.
You're pushing. Yeah. If you have to push, it's me.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. You saw me squirt on How to Get Away with Murder. And I'm here to tell you, if you're pushing, you're doing it wrong.
What I wouldn't give to just like angle on the guy's face and he just like wipes squirt off his face. Her hand comes into frame. She pats his head. This is the future. This is the whack future.
These are the stories we need. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I did. I don't mind to keep going down the road of this topic, actually. I've decided to censor myself.
I made a girl squirt one and just like really got real with
it. I did make a girl squirt once. She went into the bathroom and squirted in the toilet and came back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Many times a day, then.
Oh, yeah. It happened all the time. Restaurants. Yeah.
Honestly, water really makes me squirt. I've never been hornier than when I drink water.
You're preparing to squirt with that bottle that you're drinking.
Yeah, dude, everybody's being nasty right now.
Yours is going to be cold, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, ice cold squirt. Is it still squirt for men? I don't know.
No.
Squirt for men.
No.
Squirt for men.
If you're pushing, you're doing it wrong.
I love it. Men feel left out of squirting.
For sure. I can totally do that shit.
Oh, man.
Again, I'm censoring myself. Let's do a scene off of a voicemail. I feel like I could do one off of a guy who wants to squirt, but I think we get it.
We got it.
I thought about that twice. I feel like we sort of did a mini scene about the what was the Foley artist thing, which was great, and then we moved right on, and then we did.
We're burning everything.
Yeah. I like it, but we're also recording it, so it's used.
So it's fine. Fair.
I prefer it conversationally, and then it's like we don't have to deal with the bullshit of who, what, where. We just say funny things and move on.
Right.
Improv is just conversation made too long.
Right.
Beautiful.
Well, if you're listening from home, I'm about to play a little voicemail. And if this is your first time listening, you can you're probably listening for free, and you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/you'retheman now dog, where you can watch the video recording of this episode and also hear all the other ones where we do scenes off of voicemails. Our number, if you want to tell a short story that we'll do scenes off of, is 818-465-8656. And that's the number that the person who left this voicemail dialed.
Hey, man dogs. Adam again. This one's a school rumor. My history teacher in seventh grade was a balding man with red hair. And the reading teacher that he used to always go to lunch with was a woman, dark brown hair, married to a very Italian man with dark black hair. She was pregnant, and we used to always joke because they were always together, like, ha, 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 it's just kid. Anyway, flash cut, eighth grade. The history teacher has been transferred to a different middle school, because the reading teacher's baby was born and the baby had red hair. So that happened.
Okay.
So the they transferred the teacher because the baby was allegedly his baby because of the hair color. Is that right?
Yeah, wait, like, but why did she have to leave? I don't understand.
Oh, she left? I thought he left.
Oh, he left. Okay.
I might have had it wrong, though. Do you guys know?
Strange, because I don't think that's how red hair works. Like, I don't think it just goes one-to-one like that. Isn't it like a recessive thing?
Yeah, yeah, your grandparents can red hair can have redheaded kids.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. But it also could come out in the wash, you know, like, you know, maybe. But I'm confused. Like, why do he have to leave his job? because of the baby?
I think that because he had the baby, because the baby was allegedly his, the rumor was probably like, okay, let's go transfer you to a different school. So because this is too dramatic to have all of you here.
He was a teacher and she was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married to someone else.
She was married to a very Italian man with darker hair.
Okay, so she had a baby that was obviously this redheaded guy's, and he chose to leave, or the school made him leave? That's my
Dan, could you come in here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dan. Oh, man. It's been wonderful having you at Lakewood Elementary.
I've enjoyed it. The kids are an inspiration, I'll say it. They inspire me. They teach me, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I, you used to be doing a lot more teaching these days. You seem a little distracted, I would say. Distracted would be the word.
Oh, really? Oh, this is the first time I'm hearing. How do you mean?
Look, I'm just going to cut to the chase. We know that you and Laura have been having sex. The baby came out with red hair. You need to leave.
What on earth? Me and Miss Laura?
You and Miss Laura have been engaging in intercourse. It was a rumor that was going around for a while. I was hearing it at the lunch tables in between people sipping milk and eating pizza, which I don't know why we give kids that combo, but we do.
Yeah, first of all, all my Jewish students have diarrhea constantly. I'll say that right now. Vice Principal Adams, this is a huge accusation. And I don't think that you should be basing my job off of the rumors you hear at the lunch tables, which you shouldn't even be participating in. You're a bit of a rumor monger.
Hey, Miss Laura. Hey.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Miss Laura.
I thought this talk was happening earlier, Vice Principal Adams. I wouldn't have come.
Yeah, I had to push it back. The kids were really chatting a lot at lunch today, and I had to get the tea, honey. You know how I do.
That's why you pushed the meeting? I was waiting in your lobby.
Dan, can you give us a second?
Absolutely. As a lady asks and a lady receives is what I say. Okay.
This is very awkward. What's happening?
Get out for one second.
And away I go.
Oh my God. Did he buy it? I can't stand him. We've got to get him out of here.
Girl, I'm trying, okay? Look, the whole thing about the middle schoolers telling me the gossip, it just wasn't that plausible. I thought it was going to be more plausible.
Okay. Let's say he fucked a student. What if we say he fucked a student?
Yeah, but then he'll go to jail. Like, I don't want him to go to jail. Like, we need to do more of like a priesty situation where they move and they're just quiet and we sweep it under the rug.
He's just so unlikable. Away I go. What did he say? He said away I go. We got to get him out of here. Wait, listen.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, hey.
I just am wondering how long this is going to be taking. I'm teaching my class how to make their own hacky sacks out of hemp, and we're going to hack around for recess today. So I just wanted to know how much time to leave for that.
Honestly, that's something completely different, Dan. You're a math teacher, so that really shouldn't even be on the curriculum, but we can get to that in a moment. You know what, Miss Laura? Well,
hack is the universal math. Everyone speaks hack.
Let me speak to Dan for one second. I think I know what to do about what we've said. Okay.
Laura, if you're going just outside the door, I would just take 10 extra steps. I passed gas right outside the door. I hope it didn't follow me into the room, Vice Principal Adams, but I know it definitely stayed out there.
Okay.
Dan, so I get it. The baby thing's weird to try to get you to leave. Oh, what was that?
Just had to clear my throat. Sorry.
Who clears the? Okay, you made my desk wet. Would you mind?
I've been eating too much Noosa. I got very into Noosa yogurt, but it leaves a film on the edge of my throat.
Okay.
Can I ask you? Look, if you want to fire me, I understand. You know, in this day and age, but I will admit this. Miss Laura hasn't even introduced me to her gorgeous redheaded baby. So there's no way I could even know.
You know what? It's not even about the baby, Dan. It's the hacky sack at lunch. The kids are also gossiping about maybe you're doing a kid.
A kid?
we cut to a lunch table. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard he's doing a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it too. My teacher told me last period as I was leaving, she said, Dan's doing kids. Tell everyone you know.
Yeah, I heard he's doing kids now. So I heard you can't go by his house because he'll do you.
Do you right there in the street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else have you guys heard? I heard that also that his feet stink so bad that they burn through his shoes.
Oh.
His feet are so hot and stinky that they burn his shoes.
I hadn't heard that. I heard that his blood is mostly Noosa yogurt.
Ew, he eats it all the time in class.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so informative, children. Cheers. Everybody, put your milks up.
Is that a beer? Is that a beer, Vice Principal?
Don't worry about that, okay? Don't you worry your pretty little head about that, okay? But thank you. This has been really informative. You guys keep your ear to the ground, okay?
Vice Principal, are you maybe the biggest problem at the school?
What?
Vice Principal, do you think maybe that you're the problem?
What, because I drink beer at lunch and like to gossip with my students? I care about y'all. Y'all are my friends.
Well, just
this is happy hour.
You're smoking inside the cafeteria.
My milk tastes funny also.
Wow. Now you think I would waste my good alcohol on your milk?
Get well, not here. Good alcohol. It tastes like eggnog. Spiked eggnog.
Did you spill our milk?
Thomas, you always lying. Always lying. You know what? And it's hard. It's been hard for me to be friends with you because you were constantly lying.
You tell me to lie every day.
Yeah, why'd you come over here asking him for rumors if you know that he lies all the time?
Well, sometimes it's entertaining, damn it. But today is too much. You know, like, remember last week he was saying that he could run faster than a car? Like, Thomas, you can't run faster than no damn car. I can't even believe I entertain that shit. And I know your dad's not getting you a PlayStation, Thomas, because he don't see you no more. I ain't seen him ever pick you up from school, Thomas.
He does. Yes, he does.
So who's weird now, huh, Molly? Who's weird? Me or Thomas? The boy who lies about being faster than cars and about having a dad. Cheers, y'all.
Definitely you.
See.
Good.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I think about school and I know that the kids are supervised, like one teacher to every 30 kids or something like that. But that still almost doesn't feel like enough to me. Like the fact that a school is just a society of kids with a few teachers feels crazy now that I'm an adult.
So crazy. Especially like these schools with 10,000 kids in them, like these massive public schools.
Right.
Scary.
It's all manipulation. Because at any point, the kids could just rise up.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
So many more of them.
They could riot. If they knew they could riot, they could riot.
Right.
I mean,
how does it not happen every day?
Yeah.
Because you're brainwashed. You're totally brainwashed.
I think you could definitely just like expand that out to society, right?
Right.
Like we could just start be like, hey, let's all start one huge Facebook group that's like, hey, we're taking over.
Really true. There's reason enough to every single day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I think there's an issue with ours is that there's too much militarization in America. So like at the school, we could get the kids to turn up. And what are the teachers going to do? Write lots of detentions? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But my school, there was cops. There was cops like kind of everywhere. There was always a cop. Whenever there was a fight, a cop would appear.
How big was your school?
I don't know. It wasn't like huge, but it was a public school and it was like, you know, rough.
There
was
in Florida.
Yeah.
Did you guys have portables? Was any of it outside?
We had some portables. My middle school, we had some portables. My high school was almost all portables because it was under construction. Mm-hmm. So it was like chain link fences were the hallways outside and kids were moving through like it was a Holocaust or something.
Wow. That's how mine is.
Toilets were backing up and there was like the smell of feces everywhere and there was construction going on and sparks. I saw a spark fly into a girl's hair. It was crazy.
Did this then turn into a nice new school or was it just in
constant? Yeah, rumor has it, it's quite a nice school now, but the entire time I was there, it was under construction. I was only there for 2 years, but it was under construction the whole time.
That's a very Florida thing. Cause when I went to school in Florida, our school was under construction and it was all portables too. And so every day when it rained at 3 o'clock, we would all be running to get, so we wouldn't get wet.
It's so unfair that you could just be the wrong generation. And then like 4 years younger than you, they're having a great time and they're pool and their football field.
Right. Yeah, they're enjoying themselves like on the backs of your suffering.
What we dealt with. Absolutely.
Essential concentration camp experience, it sounds
like. That's what it felt like. It felt exactly like a concentration.
I'm not touching that. Remember, I get sued a lot, guys. Sued. Abugato, that's abugato. Right.
I can't have the squirt people and the Jewish people coming after me. Is what Lacey said to me before the podcast.
That is, you know what? Wow.
I said that in confidence. That reminds me of college, though. I went back to my old alma mater for homecoming, and that bitch was nice as hell. And I was like, this is my tuition money. I should be enjoying this.
Right.
Same.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, same.
I want to go back and be there.
You should get like 2 weeks of like extra of like whatever vacation. Like you get to be a student there for 2 weeks to party.
And then you're there for half a day and you're like, this sucks.
You're like, oh, I'm 15 years older than everybody and I feel crazy.
Sorry, I saw you finished taking roll. You didn't call my name. You didn't call my name there on the roll.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What is your name?
It's Eric. Okay. And last name, Arnold. Eric okay. Arnold. And I'm here for, I'm doing my repeat, my 2 week repeat.
Are you meant to be here, sir? You feel?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been here before. I was here 15.
I'm sorry. Is this your son who's sitting by my feet here? Is this your son?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not part. Don't worry. You don't have to add him to the role. That's Eric Arnold Jr.
Hi, Miss Lady. Hi. Your ankles are soft.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I went to the school 15 years ago. And when I was here, it was a lot smaller. And there was a lot of construction going on. And I was walking through the other day. I was taking my son on a walk. And I'd noticed how beautiful it was, and I was like, well, I should get the benefit of this. So I'm re-enrolling for 2 weeks, maybe a year, just to get the full vibe here while my wife works.
Well, is this your daughter going through my backpack? Is this your daughter?
Yeah, that is. Can you just not, can you make sure to keep your backpack? Everybody, let's keep our backpacks locked. There's toddlers in the room now. Let's keep our backpacks locked.
Sir, we can't just have people dropping in on class and bringing their two children if they're not currently enrolled.
Okay? Oh, no.
Today is also midterm day. So if you do want to stay, you'll have to take the test. And it is 70% of your grade. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I could probably conjure up some of this. What class was this again?
Microbiology.
Shit. All right. That's fine. Is it open book?
Yes. Did you bring your book? Do you have the book? Have you done any work?
Miss.
Psst. Yeah.
Could I share your book for the midterm?
You don't have to help him.
There's no stakes to you taking the midterm. There's no stakes to this. I don't understand
70% of my grade.
Yeah, you don't get a grade. Can I move seats?
Absolutely. If everybody wants to create a 5 or 6 seat radius around this man, that would be fine.
That's a good idea.
I'll lift my my must stay at your own lab station thing for today. If everybody wants to just move to the other side of the classroom, that would be fine. We do smell this guy's feet.
By the way, is everyone's station water a little cold?
I beg your pardon, sir?
It's a little cold. I was hoping for room temp. It's just you hydrate better. You should know.
You're drinking out of the beaker? You're drinking out of the beakers? Yeah.
Oh, and you just put one of those little dog bowls on the floor for your son and daughter?
Thank you, Daddy. What are you doing?
They said thank you. They obviously like it. Look, I didn't get these amenities when I was here. Water fountains at my desk, you know, dog bowl sections for my kids. So, yeah, I want to benefit like how you all right?
Football field and an Olympic-sized swimming pool and like so many other things that you could be experiencing than this.
Right.
Microbiology class.
Oh, really?
There's literally a party in the quad right now.
Yeah, every day at 1 o'clock, there's a party in the quad.
We've never had parties in the quad.
Well, you didn't have a party quad.
Let's get this test going because I'm going to get kicked out of school if I don't pass the test and then I can't even go to the party quad.
Okay.
Not to mention make the football team.
Sir, I really don't think you have the size or talent to.
You're wearing a neck brace. You're not going to make the football team.
And a big chunky necklace. I don't know. I don't think you need both today. Well, I'll just say you don't look cool. Sir, just get out of the.
Neck brace?
Yes. It's both. Most people don't wear a fake diamond chain over a neck brace.
Oh, you can tell it's fake.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I need to concentrate. I need to take my test.
Yes, that's right. Same. Class, we have 55 minutes left in the session. Here we go. I'm going to pass out all the tests. If you have any questions, please silently walk up and ask them. Don't disturb the rest of the class, okay? Thank you very much, and whoa. Begin.
Whoa, is that a flat screen?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
We just had a projector and a projector screen when I was here. It's called a Milo.
Okay, this is like an issue of the era and technology. this isn't about the school being under construction. I think you need to go home and get a flat screen TV and upgrade your life, sir.
Upgrade your life. I agree. As the teacher, I agree. You need to upgrade your life.
Okay, I can't tell who's saying that because I can't turn my neck all the way back there. When you were sitting in front of me, it was a little easier. But I have a feeling it's the lady with the dangerous backpack.
I'm not a lady. I'm 15. I'm not a lady.
It's Daddy. Not a dangerous backpack.
Yes, dear.
Daddy, can yes. I have this? It's from her backpack.
Is it sharp or is it hungry?
No, it looks like tiny candies.
Okay.
Tiny candies.
Well, ask the nice lady.
Lady. No, you cannot have my birth control. You cannot have my birth control. You need to get your kid out of here.
You know what? You should. Can we have just like 15 of those?
15 birth control pills? I'm going to answer for her and say, no, you may not, and you need to get out of the class. There's plenty of other cool new stuff at the campus, and I need you to leave the science room, okay?
Well, some things have changed and, in my opinion, gone backwards. In my day, we wouldn't speak for a lady like that, okay? We'd allow her to speak for herself.
Okay, maybe you're right. You must have not heard the part where I said leave the classroom.
Oh, don't I heard stay you. For- I heard okay. you. I just am having a little trouble getting out of my seat, which you know, they have made difficult. A lot smaller since I was here, or I've gotten bigger. I can't tell.
Usually the students just listen to what I say, and an adult giving me pushback is really, really frustrating me here, sir. What was your name again?
Eric Arnold.
Eric Arnold.
And that's a capital E on Eric and a capital A on Arnold.
Okay.
Really good. I'm impressed that you remembered that. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah. Not so
I don't think any of us thought you would remember your name.
No, if I was in the audience, I would have applauded. I would have been like, magic trick.
Okay. Is this like the SAT where remembering my name is like 400 free points on here? All right. Well, hey, psst. Behind me. I'm psting at you, but you're behind me now and I can't turn my neck.
What?
Can you take the test for me? Can you take the test for me? And I will, I'll get you a prom date with that hot guy up here.
How will you do? Okay. You know what? Get me the prom date and then I will take the test for you because okay. I want to watch this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey buddy. Psst.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I mean, it was fine before you smell bad and you have on a neck brace and you're old. Why are you talking to me?
Wow. A lot of ageism going on here. You know, it's going to happen to all of you. You're all going to, by the way, you're all going to hurt your necks for turning too fast when you pass the hot billboard on the street, an Angeline billboard. And you're all going to stink because you can't afford shower water. Now, young man.
Yeah.
That's a cool skateboard. The woman behind me. The woman behind me. See her? You know her?
Yeah, I know her. We're in class together, bro.
She said if you went to prom with her, it would be really fun.
Okay, that's in 2 years. I'm 15.
Well, I'd say make the commitment now. You can always bail later, but you want to lock it down now.
Okay, if I say yes, will you take your hand off my shoulder?
You wouldn't believe how many people have made that exact deal with me.
Scene, yes. Don't get
on the man now.
A lot of creepy adult energy so far.
Is it because of your facial hair, Dan?
It is. It is, yeah.
Creepy adult category over and over again?
Or maybe I grew into who I am.
Is the facial hair because of your personality? Is your personality because of your facial hair?
I shave this every night and wake up and it's back. And I'm like,
oh. You're like the Santa Claus, except whatever this day. Is.
This stupid creep.
That would be a hilarious movie, The Stupid Creep, but it's just whatever the Santa Claus was. But
you kill a stupid creep and so you have to take over for him. No matter what.
Right. You either have to change your ways or I don't know.
I've always wondered how creepy people feel. Like, you know, when you're just like, when you're, do you know you're creepy? Are you like, God, why is everyone not like me? Like, what's the spectrum of creepy? Do you want to be creepy? Are you trying
when
to be creepy?
When you're home by yourself, are you like, God, I'm such a fucking creep, you know, like, or do you not think that way?
That is a really good question.
I think they know, but can't change it. So they're like, I know people don't like me, but I, so fuck them. You know,
like Harvey Weinstein, like these kinds of creeps, like big time creeps, like rapist creeps, or
I don't know. I think anybody.
Well, see, his creep doesn't work because it's like in his mind, I think he thinks he's like a cool guy. I'm talking about the guys who pass the mirror and they smile at themselves, like. Do they know how creepy they sound?
Wait, but this guy who passes the mirror, what does he do out in the world? Is he, what kind of creep is he?
These are the ones who like stare too long. Like, you know, when people look at you and it's like, we all can look at people and there's an appropriate amount of time before you stop making eye contact. But then there's some people who are just like, no.
So like a subtle creep who's like, is he aware that he's creepy?
He definitely owns like a khaki jacket. And I describe everything that did.
Hang on a second.
Oh my
God. He sits in front of a microphone and has on headphones. You
okay,
know?
Well, it could be anybody.
You know, like glasses, you know the type.
Okay, I'm scared here too.
I'll say all three of you look gorgeous when you describe me like that.
Okay. It's like, see, that subtle of a creep, the guy who's like, you look really gorgeous, like that subtle of a creep, I don't think that guy knows.
Right.
I think he thinks he's really charming and like, yeah, right. I think it's.
I think like a Weinstein obviously knows because he like shows up to court and does that thing where he's hurt, where he's like, oh, I can't even make it. Like he knows he's lying. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, he's like aware that he's a creep, but then does he hate himself or is he protected by his narcissism?
Right.
It's also fascinating.
Yeah. The fact that he like anybody who gets convicted of something and then immediately has several ailments, like, and I mean, that could happen from stress, but I'm like, it's like, going in for tax evasion.
The walker was a lot.
I'm going in for tax evasion with my walker and my neck brace. Yeah. I'm legally blind.
When Sean King sues you, you're going to be like,
Also, my kind of thing is like, hey, this isn't related to the case. We don't care if you're fucking hurt. you know what I mean?
It's like, not a car accident case.
right. It's like, this is apples and oranges. Like, you're still in jail. Go to hell.
No, I deserve sympathy, okay? Right. Sympathy. I'm going to get the whole outfit from, like, Tiny Tim. Like, just wearing, like,
the little crutch.
I really hope you get sued just to see your performance. That would be really
funny. Me too. I want to see you on one little wooden crutch.
I would put you in, like, top five of my favorite people to see get sued, Lacey, just as far as, like, how fun your reaction would be.
You'd be great.
Because I think you would win. I think you would be like, are you kidding me? And everybody would believe it. They'd be like,
you'd convince them otherwise.
Right.
I don't know. I hope so. But they say when you start to get rich, people just start to sue you. Like you just start getting sued a lot because people are like, they got money. Time to sue them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what Shaq was saying the other day on Inside the NBA. And I was like, or maybe Charles Barkley was. He was coming at, I forget. It doesn't matter. But he was like, everybody wants to sue you once you get rich. And I was like, oh, you clearly have had this happen a lot of times, Charles Barkley.
That's so scary.
People just have lawyers on retainer once they start making a certain amount of money because anybody will sue you for anything. I was like, this is fascinating. Should I be suing more people?
I've never sued. I know. I'm like, I should sue. I've been in a nice house or two in my life. I should have sued right there.
Yeah, nothing has to happen to you for you to sue. You just want something and you take it.
I'm cold. You sued.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Girl, why didn't you tell me that your boyfriend was so rich? This house is amazing.
Oh, well, I didn't want to be like brag. I know that, you know, I know how you guys don't have a ton of money and I didn't want
to. Okay, see, you just threw that in my face. Like you actually didn't even have to say that. Like,
No, I don't want to rub it in your face. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I didn't want to brag because I know that you're
I'm
poor.
Nasty poor. Yeah. No, just a gross, nasty poor.
I didn't say nasty. Oh my God. What are we talking about? Anyway, I just wanted to have you lay by the pool and enjoy yourself and maybe, have a nice, like a break day from your existence.
Okay. See, you did it again, but look, I mean, I think even if I wasn't, you know, nasty, scratchy, poor, you would tell me if someone was living in this house is like on acres. There's like 19 bedrooms.
I know.
This is like,
he's a jillionaire, which is, you know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's beyond billion. It's beyond trillion.
I know. I just didn't want to advertise it. Cause like, can I be honest with you about something? Like, obviously you would never, but like, I've heard that like when people have money, sometimes like people will come out of the woodwork, you know, and like invent reasons to take advantage of that. I don't know. I don't even want to, it's just, I've just been kind of keeping it secret and keeping it to myself.
Wow.
But I wanted
we
you
to have been any- friends for 15 years. You should know me well enough to know that I'm definitely going to sue this man. I'm trying to fall anywhere that I can. This place is too nice. Why would you bring me here?
Hey, what's up, ladies? Got some margaritas, okay?
Ooh, give me that. What if I get drunk and drown?
You're not going to drown. You're not going to drown.
Janine, if you drown, you can't sue anyone, okay? So, listen to me. Oh, honey.
Why would you say that, girl? Sue.
No.
Sue. Did you hear that? I heard that too.
Yeah,
Sue.
That, nobody here is going to sue anybody. Everybody is fine. Sue. We're all friends.
Okay. But let's just sit on the couch here where it's kind of safe and cozy and comfortable.
Yes.
And let me get you a lid for that margarita and a straw.
Give me a straw. I want to put that in my throat. Hope nothing happens.
Yeah, I don't know why it would. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm great. This margarita is delicious, by the way.
Okay, good, good. Just be careful. I did spill a little bit in the kitchen. So if you're going to go in there, just be careful, okay?
No, we're not. Janine, we're not going in the kitchen. We're not going in the kitchen.
Why not?
Let me, I'm going to swap out those 15-inch high heels that you're wearing for for a flat slipper. We have them in every size, and I just want you to be comfortable, okay?
Okay, girl. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Are they comfy? Yeah, we keep slippers around for everybody just in case. You know, we have like 10 or 15 of every size.
Wow. Yeah, he's a billionaire, so.
So what did you, like, what do you do for a living? Like, how'd you become a billionaire? I heard they have to kill people.
No, I mean, it's kind of family money. At this point, it's just sort of managing an account. You know what I mean? It's investments here and there and stuff like that. But no, I didn't kill anybody that I'll tell about. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I was kidding too. We're all kidding about murder.
Yeah. So what do you guys want to do today? I mean, we can hang by the pool.
I don't think that's a good idea. No, I think we should stay inside near the couch and sit on the couch. And then pretty soon, I think Janine should be escorted to her car by both of your security guards.
Okay, babe, what is going on? Why don't you want Janine here?
No, I love Janine. I just think maybe it's better for everyone. Janine, why do you have a bottle of oil and why are you putting it on the ground, Janine?
I'm putting this on my body. That's not my body.
No.
Oh, this is the ground. I knew something was off because I wasn't feeling it on my body. I thought it, hold on, girl. You know what I'll do? I'll just walk in it. And then I'll get it on my body.
Oh, Janine, stay on the couch. Babe, listen, Janine's trying to sue you, okay? I'm telling you, she's poor. She's nasty poor. I wanted to warn you about
her. Okay. I'm sure she's not trying to sue us. It looks like she just missed her body with the oil, okay?
Why does she have oil? Why was she putting oil on her body? That's salad dressing oil, babe.
We said we were going swimming, okay? And do you know that every ingredient in salad dressing is like basically bug spray? And I didn't bring any off. I just was putting it on so we could go outside and swim, girl. You're my best friend. And you call me nasty poor.
I think I'm being like economy biased or something. And I get that you're poor. It doesn't make you a bad person. And let's just, we'll go outside. We'll go swimming. Okay.
Okay.
Hey there. Sorry, I'm late. Tanner Goldbaum Esquire, Janine's boyfriend and attorney.
What's up, Tanner?
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome.
Sorry, I'm like, Janine just texted me to let me know that I had been invited to this and we are dating.
You're a lawyer?
yes, I'm Janine's boyfriend, and I also happen to be an attorney at law.
Okay, I can't have sex with a lawyer. I can't have sex with a lawyer because I'm nasty poor.
That's,
I'm
sorry.
Is that what you're saying?
That is libel.
I can't get dicked down by an attorney.
No, Janine, you came in here and said, I can't believe you didn't tell me that your boyfriend was a jillionaire, but you didn't tell me you were dating a lawyer.
And he's quite a bit older than you.
He's significantly older than you, and he has a monocle, Janine, so forgive me.
Wow. Just because I'm dating an older man and I'm trying to elevate my circumstances and getting some dick in my body that just happens to be from an Esquire does not mean anything is shady.
Okay, no. then kiss each other.
I would love to.
Kiss him.
Kiss him. I wanna.
Right. It sounds believable. It sounds believable. I just want to see it.
Yeah, I want to
see
it. Hey, we both want to kiss each other. Why don't you both turn at this angle and... we'll stand. We are right next to each other. This isn't perspective. Yeah. And
look at this. This is
both lean
his
forward.
Breath smells so good. Ooh.
A lot of people have been describing my smells lately.
you look like you smell bad, I think.
Yeah, this is starting to feel uncomfortable. It's starting to make me feel like
emotional
know.
Distress. Yeah, I'll see you in court. That is emotional
what?
Distress.
What?
That we're I making feel you uncomfortable?
We're making you uncomfortable. That is emotional distress that you are putting into me to try to make you feel better. And whoops, I slipped on salad dressing.
I knew it.
Okay. You looked right at the ground and pushed your foot into that salad dressing and
oh,
slipped
my
on
one good eye.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Let me help you. Ooh,
kiss him. Kiss him to I prove slipped. That this is real.
Sexual harassment.
Fell on top of each other. Wow. Now you want to make us do porn for you because you're rich?
No,
me
I already have someone
have
that does
do...
that. I mean, we're
we
regular.
Have someone for that.
You have personal porn people? So what do? They film porn and then send it to you? But it's
no,
just
they do
for
it
you?
In front of us.
Yeah.
Oh, like live sex
live
shows.
Live performance.
Because he only gets turned on from smells.
Like what...
That's
so
right.
Need to have it in person.
So it needs to be live, but I don't necessarily need to see it.
That's very interesting. If someone could help me up here, I am on the ground
you,
in oil.
Baby.
Thank you,
I've
my
you,
love.
Baby. I love you.
And same.
We know each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know each other. That is romantic.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming over today. I think we were just planning on a fun little pool day, but, you know, I guess I wasn't expecting all of us. Maybe we should do something more fun.
No, let's go for a swim and hopefully not drown.
I mean, yeah.
So are you not pressing sue charges on sexual harassment and libel and emotional distress?
We'll see. Well, probably not. Probably not. I mean, based on this hummus and this pita here, I'd like to hang a little longer and see what else we're doing in the hang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got plenty of time for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is a nice balance between just enjoying what I'm offering you and suing me. You're already having access to the house and the fine hummus.
Yeah, this is from real chickpeas.
This hummus is from real chickpeas.
What kind of hummus
rare.
Do you normally eat, Janine?
Well, it's just, it's we get it from Aldi's and they say it's hummus-like. Hummus. It's ground
hummus. It's called
something.
Hummus product. Yeah.
Hummus product.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't get real chickpeas?
They got something. It don't taste like this, though.
God, you're so poor.
Wow, it's not even crunchy.
Let me see your mouth. Is it torn up like Captain Crunch?
It is like hard. It's even hard to like do a scene of like, okay, we're at an extremely rich person's house. What do they do?
Like, right.
I don't know.
We're all extremely rich.
So a friend of mine went and he met Arnold Schwarzenegger for some reason. Ooh. Went to his house and he said that this is when he was governor of California. Wow. He said that he waited in like a waiting area and then was eventually brought to the room that Arnold was in, and Arnold was seated in front of a painting of Arnold. And Arnold was wearing boots with the seal of the governor of California on them.
Oh my God.
Really?
So
just boots?
No.
What do you think?
That's how I picture jillionaires living, is always in front of a painting of themselves.
Right. Yeah.
That's honestly how I need to be the governor of California at some point. I feel like this isn't that ridiculous. And also, Lord, just because you said that.
Yep. Do it. Do it.
There we go. Something's happening.
I know it, and I love it, and I'm here for it, and I missed her.
Oh, yeah.
I, too, can sit in front of a photo of myself. I'm manifesting.
Beautiful.
I'm manifesting this day where me and my homegirls, which are just photos of me.
Where does this photo live in your house?
So right now, it does. It used to hang above my bed, and then I kept getting told that that was weird.
That's fair.
Like, yeah, like my little boo thing would come home or whatever and be like, why is this photo of you above the bed? And I was like, why not? Like, we all like looking at me. But now, so I don't know where she's going to go. I don't know where she's going to go yet.
I think she was a gift. Her into an oil painting. Like, get, like, go all the way with it. Get a full oil painting.
Ooh, get it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys remember White Chicks, where like there's that picture of Terry Crews like with a fur blanket over the fireplace?
No.
But like, that's what I want.
Picture. Yeah.
See that moment.
Like all oiled up.
Yes.
What joy do you get out of that picture? Like, is it funny to you, or do you enjoy having it around just like as a thing?
Oh, I just like looking at myself.
You do. So you're like these mirror
guys. I can be
guys.
Honest about that. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you were asking. What are these people like?
I was like, am I getting close? Am I going to be one of them?
People who do that are normal, right?
Yeah.
We like those people, right?
They deserve love like anybody
of
else.
Of course.
I'm trying to think of what my like super rich, like what my definite eccentricity would be, that I'd be like, I know this is eccentric, but I am fine with it. Like, I definitely know I would have a shower that I get hit from all angles and heights. I would want just like a full blast shower.
That'd be amazing.
But I don't know what else.
I don't think that's that eccentric, though. Like, I feel like for it to be eccentric, it has to be something where you're like, this is me making up the definition of eccentric and how I interpret it. But it's like, you are like, what are you doing? You know, you're like, why would you do that?
Right.
It's got to be a little random.
So,
Yeah, that does sound good.
Like, whatever Mariah Carey has in her house is probably eccentric.
I've heard that she has, okay, tell me if anyone heard this similarly. I want it to be true so badly, that she has a sloped, water-resistant canopy over her bed because she has so many humidifiers going at night that the water rises and then it has to drip.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So she keeps it so humid for her moneymakers. You know? She's got to keep those vocal cords moist.
Do you guys use a humidifier? I feel like that would be a good investment.
I use it.
I have an
oil thing that also is a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have one where, like, when I was singing a lot in college, where you like put your mouth on it and it like is steaming, and so you're like steaming your throat. And so I would steam my throat every day.
Wow.
And that was good. Yeah, it keeps your throat hydrated.
Does it make a difference?
Oh yeah, for sure. I would steam my throat every night, which now sounds crazy saying it. I would steam my throat.
Right.
Every night.
That's Mariah Carey of you.
Yeah. What did you sing? What were you? That sounds very like intense and serious.
Oh, I did musical theater. So there would be like several shows a week. Like, you know, it's like 7 days a week. They had matinees. So it was a lot. It would be like 13 shows a week. So
wow. You
had to steam that throat, baby.
Amazing.
What was
you have an amazing voice.
I don't know that I've ever really heard you sing. I'm kind of surprised.
Oh my God. You got to go to karaoke with her and you have to hear her hit the high note in, oh my God, what is it, Lacey? What's the song?
Oh, Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
Oh my God. You did that and I lost my mind.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's like the highest of the high notes.
Yeah. That's my, I whip that song out when I want people to want to fuck me.
Yes. Oh God. There was a guy that I wanted him to want to fuck me so badly. But I was drunk. And I know that if I want someone to want to fuck me, I should not sing karaoke. I should stay away from singing karaoke and I should be like coquettish and away from the microphone. But I got drunk and I sang, and I was singing and watching him decide he was never going to fuck me.
Watching it in real time, like losing faith in the song. Like,
oh. Screaming into the microphone and his face was like, oh, I'm never going to fuck her.
What did you sing?
It was
yeah, like, and right.
It was in my mind. Yeah. In my mind, it was a song that was like foolproof. And then as soon as I started singing it, I was like, oh, I can't handle this song.
Right.
And it was bad. It was bad.
I think Alanis Morissette's song, that one, is the, if you want to know, is the song that if you ever sing it to any man, they won't want to fuck you after.
Yeah, that's brutal. I mean, more from the quality of my voice, but that song itself is very brutal.
Theater. Sorry, I just did one little word from that song.
I thought that was the beginning of the
No,
scene.
That is a good initiation, though. Theater. I was just thinking the part where she said, what say go down on you in a theater?
A theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, it's like scratching the nails in your back. I hope you feel it.
It's so good. I have a tape recording. I have a cassette tape of me at like 9 years old singing that song at karaoke. It's great.
Really? Wow. Nine even.
Very appropriate for 9-year-old little Laura.
Right.
Beautiful.
Well, should we do another voicemail? Do we have a scene on any of that? What?
Let's do another voicemail.
Let's end it on a voicemail. Here we go.
Hi, guys. My name's Becca. Big fan. I want to tell you a story that happened last year. I was in a community theater production of a musical, and we were a few weeks out from the show, and one of our cast members, she had been feeling a little sick, and our director said, just go to the doctor so we can make sure you're okay. This woman was 8 months pregnant and had no idea. And in the musical that we were doing, there was one part where we all fell on each other like dominoes. So we were falling on this baby over and over again. Anyway, she obviously had to leave the show. She ended up having the baby like a few days after the show opened. So it was, I know there's that show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, but I never really knew that it was possible in my heart. But that's what happened. It was very exciting for all of us, and I've told the story probably 1,000 times. Anyway, big fan, and keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Hey, Steve, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
Listen, I don't want to do this. I know it's right before the wrestling match, but I can't wrestle today.
What? It's yeah. State.
I know. And I just found out I'm 9.5 months pregnant.
Oh my God.
I know.
Nine and a half months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
That's going to be really hard for the match today.
No, I can't do the match, Steve. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I can't do the match. I'm 9.5 months pregnant. Like,
oh my God. Wow. So this is what it is. This is why you haven't been able to make weight. This is why you've been sluggish. This is why you've been so thirsty.
I know. And I've been training and I've been starving myself and I've been practicing and I didn't know. I didn't get my period for 9.5 months and my stomach was growing huge.
Right. And I was so pissed at you. I was like, what the hell are you doing? You're getting so fat only in one area.
Only in one area. My legs and arms were staying the same size. It was such a mystery. It was a mystery to me, you know?
Right. Yo, what's up, Steph? Stomach punch.
No. Oh my God. We have to stop doing that. Sorry, I should have told you.
She's got a match today.
No, that's not why, Steve.
My bad.
Listen, Jessica, I should have told you. I know that we love to do stomach punch. and in a couple of weeks, we can start doing stomach punch again. But I'm 9.5 months pregnant. I just found out today. So.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I know.
Doesn't that mean like the baby's like hella old inside of you? Like it's supposed to come out at like 9 months.
Well, it's actually.
I should punch you again. No, I can help.
Listen, it's actually two babies. It's twins. And technically, you're pregnant for longer than 9 months. It's actually a misconception that 9 months is how long you're pregnant. It's actually over that. Anyway, the point is.
Wow, you know so much about pregnancy, but you didn't know for 9 months that you were pregnant.
I just learned today. I'm Jessica. This is really judgmental. And as my godfather of my twins, mother of my twins, you need to be a little bit more supportive, okay?
Okay. You're like springing a lot on me right now, but I'll be supportive. I'm going to support you today in the match. And then you're going up against Killer Tina, and Killer Tina plays dirty.
Listen,
you might have those babies today.
We've talked about this, the strength of motherhood, right? We've seen these moms out here and what they can do.
Lift cars.
With cars, they lift the cars off their baby. Look at you. The way your body has changed and the way your arms have gotten small to stay underweight so that your stomach could get bigger. I think this is something we could use. Think about the new holds that we didn't even realize you could do against your stomach or against the babies, I guess.
You think maybe if I talked to Killer Tina and told her I was pregnant, that maybe she could avoid some of the key areas that could result in sudden death for both infants?
Yeah, it's a wrestling match, not a kickboxing match. I think you're going to be totally fine.
I mean, her name is Killer Tina, and she is known not to follow the rules. But, I mean, it's worth an ask.
It's worth the ask. That's what we always say.
Okay, I'm going to talk to her. Hey, Killer, can I talk to you for 1 second?
What is it?
Oh, my God. You're sure you're not juicing? I'm sorry. This is just a side note. This is just a side note. Okay. You're not doing any steroids. I just need to know before we...
Positive.
Okay. Listen, because you're huge. All right,
Killer, I find the question honestly insulting.
Can I talk to you? Listen, I just found out that I'm 9.5 months pregnant, which like might not be that shocking because my like, my body looks, but we didn't know until today. So
was there a slight brag at the end of that?
No.
Like, oh, it might not be that shocking. I don't know if it's shocking, you know.
No, I just meant because my stomach is gigantic.
Oh, it's so that part bigger of your body. I misunderstood that.
It's okay. Anyway, I just wanted to check with you.
I'll take down 3 people.
No. How'd you know it was 3 people?
I can see the heads on both sides. The faces are kind of pushed against the sides. Like that movie, The Frighteners.
Yeah, well, they're very ready to come out. But listen to me. I need to know that you're not going to do anything shady and just be traditional wrestling for an expectant mother.
Okay.
Hey.
So just to get this straight, no shady stuff, no scratching, no crotch scratch. Grabbing, no stomach punching.
No.
Flipping you over my shoulder, throwing you to the ground, that's still okay.
And last match, when you reached into my vagina and grabbed at whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, thinking back to that, I got to say,
yeah.
I am sorry.
That was scene. Oh, that scene was insane all the way through.
Yeah.
Killer team.
Hello.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We are at time.
Yes.
Would you believe it? You might be able to. You might be like, yeah, absolutely. That felt
yeah, it was really tedious. Really
it felt like an hour and 40.
Now, obviously, Laura and Lacey, there's season one of Florida Girls. Where can people watch that? Sorry. Did I put you on the spot asking how people could access your TV show?
Our network went out, sort of
yes,
went out of business.
Yes, that's true.
yeah.
I like genuinely don't know. I think iTunes, maybe you can buy it still on iTunes. I don't know who owns it. I don't know where it airs or where to find it.
But I know you made it.
People are still watching it. Some people still like watch it for the first time. And I'm like, how did they do that? I don't know.
If someone hits you up,
I think
it's
if
like,
you have,
go ahead.
If you have Hulu Plus, then I think you can watch it on Hulu Plus or you can download it on iTunes. And the first 2 episodes used to be free. But yeah, the network went away. So.
What? And that happened. It did end up happening right before COVID, right?
Yeah, it was like a phenomenal like life experience in terms of how how extremely bad things went all in a row. I was marveling at it. I was like, we got a call at 10 o'clock at night that was like, your network's going out of business. They're only going to air reruns. Every one of their shows are canceled. And we were like, okay. And then we were going to keep filming. So we will shoot season two. And the girls, all the actors were going to fly out in 5 days. And we were moving.
We had flights.
Yeah.
And cars.
And home. Yeah.
And homes. And homes.
And plans for Cinco de Mayo. I was going to get a taco truck for the crew.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So we were like fully just living as if. And our studio was living as if. And then Trump declared a national emergency and it was like everything shut down, fly home. And then
Tom Hanks got corona. Mm-hmm.
Right. Really, if you want to blame somebody, it's Tom Hanks.
Right.
Okay. Of course. But, I do. I wish I do.
But now we are in a period of the unknown.
One weird thing about that, I'm like putting myself in your place for that experience, is I'd be a little mad at like, I just want something bad to be happening to me right now so I can have people feel bad for me. And it's like, something bad happened to me, but then something bad happened for everybody. And yeah, it's like, oh man, I can't put it out there that my bad thing has happened.
It was wonderful in that way though, because it was impossible to take any of it personally. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was just like, wow, this is like crazy, and we just moved through it. But, you know, we're super proud of the show and would love for people to discover it where they can.
The first season's great. It's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I've made you say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry it took me so long. I've meant to
say No, I was texting. I wasn't sure you got the text or not, but I was. I just sent super funny to you.
But I sent you back. Say it. Thank you. I am.
Say it.
Is there anything else you all would like to plug? Your social media or anything you want to put out there for people to find you at?
I like when Lizzie answers. She's so good at it.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. I have a podcast. If you like scams and making fun of people who do them, Scam Goddess. It's a treat. And then you can follow me online at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms.
I love it. I don't know why, but every time you say on all platforms, I get excited.
It feels like
except for TikTok, which is Lacey Mosley, because there's a tiny little white girl who has Diva Lacey on TikTok.
Oh, don't really?
Find her. She's lovely, but she has my name on there. So that's the only platform I don't have.
She's lovely, but she's not a diva. I've seen it. It's
she's like 9, and I guess.
She's lying. She's got to be a diva to rock that name, I feel like.
Right.
I'm on Instagram, but I mean, I'm not on it that much. I feel like I've been really off of it mm-hmm. since COVID hit. I've mm-hmm. been a ghost. Mm-hmm. But I'm Laura Chin with 4 N's on Instagram, and that's all I'm on. I don't have anything else.
Laura Chin with 4 N's is as good as Lacey's D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I.
No, it's better. It's the spelling and then Diva Lacey and then on all platforms. It's right. Just like...
No, but it rhymes. Laura Chin with 4 N's. Like, I'm not going to forget that. I'm going to go do the 4 N's.
Maybe I'll be like Laura Chin with 4 N's on all platforms. And then who cares if I'm... Like, no one... They're just going to go and they'll find me on Instagram. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Very smart.
Very smart.
That's really smart.
All the platforms. That sounds so condescending, Dan. That's very smart, Laura. You're a smart woman.
The computer.
I really thought it. No, I can't be watching a basketball game uh-huh. right now. They're protesting.
They're not.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're not playing. And right before we recorded, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic did not come on to the floor to play.
What are they protesting?
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, they're on behalf of Black Lives Matter.
On not behalf. Not the basketball teams are protesting Black Lives Matter.
They did a big shift.
From where they were. Very
Davis
weird.
Bertans, TJ McConnell.
The white guys are really out there.
After the shooting of Jacob Blake, they kind of started talking about how they were mad that they were in the bubble and they felt like they were distracting from the conversation. And so they decided to protest.
Amazing.
Yeah. Gotta take away that black stuff people like, you know? People hate black people, but they love basketball. So can't look at us blacks. Play it.
It was cool. Like, because they were broadcasting, they had to still be on the air. So they were just like doing shots of the empty court and like the locker room where people wouldn't come out. And then they were like, well, okay, let's talk about it. And so like for an hour, they just like were not forced to, but that's all they could talk about was like why it was happening. And it was really good. It was interesting.
Yeah, it felt very like momentous.
Doing B-roll of the empty stadium. Yes.
Yeah.
That's your job. Right. Like, yeah, I'm just getting the B-roll. Nothing, no one. Right.
What were you doing during the like highest apex of the Black Lives Matter movement? I was filming an empty court for meaning.
for meaning. Yeah, for meaning. Back to the meaning of it. That's a lot of pressure. You're like the stands, the court. The stands.
I want that guy in the 30 for 30. I want him to be like, look, I'm not really into it. I went into the bathroom stalls and I filmed the empty urinals.
They wouldn't even go to the bathroom.
He won an Emmy, that guy.
Yeah. Congratulations. Well, thank you both for being here. It's so very hard to go from seeing you weekly almost to not at all. So this was very nice.
Yeah.
Right.
And thanks to everybody for listening. And check us out in September. It's our one-year anniversary. So if you want to join our Patreon at patreon.com/yourthemannowdog, we're giving all our September patrons a free mask. So we'll mail those to you. We'll put up signups. So if you've been on the fence, that's the time. And you can, again, watch the video of this episode and all the ones that we've been doing in COVID. Anything else, Ryan?
That's it.
Wonderful. Bye.